From the KEI Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. Governor Rick Perry winds down his 14 years in office. In a few minutes, a look at his legacy. First, Kim Williams has been sentenced to 40 years in prison for her role in three Kaufman County murders. 2 weeks ago, her estranged husband, Eric Williams, was sentenced to death. He gunned down Mark Hasse in January 2013. Then 2 months later, he killed Kaufman County's district attorney, Mike McClelland, and wife, Cynthia. Kim says she was in the car for all three murders. Attorney and former prosecutor Barry Sorrells attended much of the Eric Williams trial. He says Kim Williams will be eligible for parole in 20 years, but her chances are not good.
The family has expressed their view that if she ever becomes eligible for parole, that they will make sure they exert every effort to fight it and make certain she's not paroled.
Kim Williams testified against her husband without a plea deal. Sorrells says she will probably spend the rest of her life locked up. Family members are remembering Thomas Eric Duncan this week. Today would have been his 43rd birthday. Duncan is the Liberian national who died of Ebola this fall in a Dallas hospital. Yesterday, we heard from his mother and sister who now live in North Carolina. Today, Dwali Saikantow sits down with his nephew, Josephus Weeks.
On the day I meet Josephus Weeks, he's wearing jeans and a blue hoodie with the words Combatives Instructor. The U.S. Army veteran of Iraq stands 5'9 and is visibly somber.
This is the house, the place. Eric and I are supposed to stay here.
We're in a two-story, 1,200-square-foot townhouse with two bedrooms and a back porch that opens up to a small pond.
Unfortunately, we talked about this, and he was excited to come here. He couldn't wait to make it here. But it didn't happen, so I'll show you around.
Weeks is actually the nephew of Thomas Eric Duncan. His mother was a teenager when she gave birth in Liberia, so Weeks was raised by his grandmother, who was then pregnant with Duncan.
We've been together since birth. Everybody thought we were twin brothers, and then we went to my mother, and we lived there till we were adults.
Weeks became the big brother. He says because Duncan was the sensitive, nonviolent one.
I was the one who was in fights, always, you know, picking up fights for him. When somebody messed with him, he would always come running back on get his big brother. And that would be me.
They parted 22 years ago when the civil war in Liberia displaced tens of thousands of families. They stayed in constant touch over the years, and when Duncan was hospitalized in Dallas, Weeks was the family spokesman. Sitting in a bedroom that he calls Eric's room, he says the two were supposed to grow old together.
Hey, man, Eric is my real dog, man. We played soccer together. We played basketball together. The girls liked him. He had pretty eyes. He had good hair. I didn't, you know. He's a very kind person, very clean, very neat.
I was going to sit out here, watch the lakes, discuss our strategy to make our business, to support our kids.
Like Duncan, Weeks is a single dad. Duncan leaves behind two boys in the U.S. and two girls in West Africa. Each has a different mom. Weeks won't say how many kids he has, only that he's now the father to all of them, including Duncan's four.
The foundation is him. So just like I took care of him, it's the same way I want to take care of this foundation.
He's referring to a memorial fund that Texas Health Resources has established as part of a confidential settlement with Duncan's family. Week says he wants to help raise money to build a hospital in Liberia for Ebola patients.
I have to get this foundation going so at least Eric can live forever in my mind. So even after I'm dead and gone, his kids can still look at a facility or structure with his name on it and still feel like he's still here. Their father didn't die in vain.
So why is he now working with the hospital when he was so critical after Duncan's death?
The doctors should have done their job and should have done it the right way. And that's what I was trying to push them to do.
They accepted the fact that they made mistakes. So they have an opportunity to make it right. So what mistakes were made could be rectified. And if they want to work with me as the family to go ahead and do something to help make this whole situation better, of course I will work with them. Give them a second chance to prove that they are actually competent people, they are actually good people, and they are honorable people. How else can you prove that?
Week says he and his family held a private ceremony for his brother earlier today in honor of what would have been his 43rd birthday. Duahli Sai Kowtow, KERA News.
For more info about the Thomas Eric Duncan Memorial Fund and to see pictures of the family, go to keranews.org. Since 2000, Rick Perry has been the governor of Texas. But next month, he's leaving office. This week, the Texas Tribune is exploring Perry's legacy in a 10-part series. Reeve Hamilton is a Tribune reporter. He talked about the governor with KERA's Eric Austin.
Reeve Hamilton with the Texas Tribune, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
20 or 30 years from now, when Texas school children study Texas history, what do you think the textbooks will say about Perry?
Well, Rick Perry is one of the most influential people in Texas history. The thing that Perry will be most remembered for is his longevity. He is the longest-serving governor in the history of the state and set a record that is unlikely to be matched. Because of that, he really transformed the office into a much more powerful one than it was ever envisioned to be.
The Texas economy has generated quite a bit of positive publicity. The state has led the country in job creation. So how much credit does Perry get?
Obviously, the state has a record that any governor would like to have. We really stand out nationally if you look at the number of jobs added and the number of people added in the last 15 years. But obviously, we also have resources that other states don't have in terms of all the oil and all the shale that would have existed whether Perry was governor or not. He definitely didn't get in the way of job creation, and Perry probably faces criticism about many things going forward. We also have the highest number of uninsured people in the state. The keys to our financial success also come with potential environmental side effects. You know, we produce more greenhouse gas emissions than in any other state.
Perry was indicted in August. This was regarding his 2013 veto of funds for a special investigative unit in the Travis County District Attorney's Office. Is the indictment something that's going to be sort of a cloud hovering over him?
When he was indicted, he actually was able to raise money on it from his supporters. So it hasn't really hurt him so far. He's the first governor of Texas, sitting governor of Texas, to be indicted in nearly a century. So it's certainly a distinction. It's something that could drag out for a while.
What are the most controversial things we'll remember about Perry?
The biggest controversies that people are likely to list are probably his mandate that girls be vaccinated against HPV. He pushed for the Trans-Texas Corridor, which was a major highway cutting through the state. But ultimately, lots of these proposals never were implemented. He's overseen major tort reform, major restrictions on women's access to abortion facilities, and many of these things could be seen as controversial or as great accomplishments, depending on who you're talking to.
Governor Perry ran for president in 2012, and that didn't go so well. We all remember the oops heard around the world, but he still has some presidential ambitions. So where do things stand on a potential President Perry?
Perry is definitely looking into running, and he's bringing in politically connected people from Iowa and other key primary states. It'll be interesting to see how people respond to him going into another election after his 2012 effort went so disastrously. He's trying to cast sort of a different figure on the campaign trail. Instead of being this sort of renegade Texan, he's sort of a more studious, mild-mannered Perry than the one that ran before.
Reeve Hamilton with the Texas Tribune. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You could read the series called The Perry Legacy online at texastribune.org. For the evening, it should be mostly cloudy and cold with a low around 28. Tomorrow, much of the same, cloudy with a high near 40. Now, tomorrow night, it should get cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and a low near 31. It's currently 45 degrees in Dallas, 44 in Fort Worth, 38 in Tyler, and 24 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.